Which technique really works best for fixing class 3 malocclusion early on? Hey everyone! Today we're diving into a head-to-head comparison between two popular methods for early class 3 correction. We'll see how each approach affects jaw growth, facial harmony, and overall results, so you can decide which one comes out on top. Today, I want to discuss an interesting comparative study from 2012 that looked at two methods for early class 3 correction, the reverse twin block and the protraction face mask. The researchers analyzed 32 children around 9 years old. 9 wore a face mask, 13 a reverse twin block, and 10 served as untreated controls. The observation period was roughly 9 months for treatment and just over a year for the control group. Now, here's the key point. Both appliances improved the anterior crossbite, but the mechanism of correction differed completely. With the face mask, there was genuine skeletal advancement of the maxilla, an average increase in SNA of just over 2 degrees, and an A&B improvement of nearly 4 degrees. With the reverse twin block, the improvement came mainly from dental compensation, the upper incisors tipped forward about 9 degrees, and the lowers tipped back 5 degrees. In other words, both made the bite look better, but only the face mask truly moved the bones. Both treatments also caused a small opening of the mandibular plane angle around 2 degrees, consistent with downward and backward rotation of the mandible. Overjet increased by about 5.5 millimeters in both groups. From a methodological standpoint, the study was limited by its small sample size and partly retrospective design, but the findings are consistent with previous randomized trials. The protraction face mask simply achieves more skeletal change. So, what does this mean clinically? If your goal is to camouflage a mild anterior crossbite, the reverse twin block is perfectly acceptable, comfortable, simple, and easy for a child to wear. But if you need genuine orthopedic correction of a maxillary deficiency, only protraction headgear can provide it. As always, the long-term stability depends on how the child grows. A favorable growth pattern will preserve the correction. An unfavorable one will erode it. That's a message worth remembering in early class 3 management. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.